Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and today we are in episode 106.2, and this is 1 Samuel chapter 16. So welcome, and thank you for being here yet another day in reading our Bible once a day, one chapter a day. That's what Leap of Faith Podcast is all about. We've been doing this now that we are, as Jeremiah so incredibly mentioned and reminded us that we are actually in season 3. And as of October 1st, that's when season 3 started. It didn't even occur to me that we are in our third season. So, I mean, you know, I know that sounds weird because you're just reading a Bible, but we call it a season and that's what we are. And we're thankful. We're grateful that we get to do this. And I'm blessed every day to be able to share God's word. I know that sounds so cliche, but I really do mean it. I really do. I know that sounds crazy, but I enjoy this time, especially now that we're kind of getting into the meat of, you know, now we're starting to meet, we're going to meet David and he's going to be anointed and, you know, all this stuff that happens between him and Saul and Goliath. It's all coming now. And so it's really starting to get exciting and interesting to me. And I hope that everybody else feels the same way, because this is the history of Jesus. This is where it all starts. And we'll read that in Isaiah when he is prophesizing about Jesus, which I'm reading right now, which is really cool. All right. Well, anyway, so today is December 11th. And we are in the thick of Christmas season and people are running around crazy and, you know, it's hard to find time to read your Bible. I know we kind of went off a little bit a week ago, but we're back on track again. And I'm going to do my level best to stay as diligent as I can. But again, you know, life gets in the way sometimes and it's okay. God understands. He sees it. But if we could try to prioritize God first, you find that things sort of fall into place when you do that. At least I do. So I'm going to go ahead and pray, then I'll give you your verse of the day, and then we'll dive into chapter 16. So let's pray. Heavenly and mighty holy God, we are in awe of you. We are so grateful and so thankful, especially during this Christmas season. This is the season where you gave Jesus to us. He was born into this world for us, for our sins, for our salvation. And you sent him, your one and only son, you sent for us so that we can be saved and we can be in your heavenly home for eternity. So Lord, thank you for loving us so much. We love you, we thank you, we are grateful, and we are blessed to be called sons and daughters of Christ. Oh man, we are so blessed. So thank you. Thank you for the gift of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross is what it comes down to. We are thankful for all that you provide for us. We are thankful for the resources that you give to us, when we need it, how we need it. Some of us find blessings when we think that we're down to the last nothing and all of a sudden some miracle happens. I pray for those miracles to happen in people's lives so that they will see you through all of this. I don't know what people's situations are. I don't know what their finances are, their personal lives, their relationships. I have no idea. But whatever they are, Lord, I pray you shine through and that they will see you in all of it. I pray for miracles. And, you know, whether they're health issues, financial issues, whatever they are, Lord, I pray for miracles to shine through in these people's lives. Lord, I am grateful for the listeners out there, whether they're new listeners or old listeners. I'm blessed that they get to come and listen to your word. And I'm just praying over each one of them. I don't know who they are out there, but you do. You know them, each one individually. And you sent them to this podcast for a reason. So, Lord, whatever that might be, I'm glad that they're here. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. Lord, bless them as they are walking through this month. these last couple of weeks of 2023, Lord. And again, I don't know what their situations are, but I pray for miracles to shine through for each one of them. Lord, we invite you into this time in your word. We pray over it, and we ask you to anoint it and reveal to us what it is that you want us to understand. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today's verse of the day is, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. And that's from John 12, verse 26. I feel like this is saying, you know, whoever serves me must follow me. You have to, if you're going to serve God, you got to follow him and follow all of his, you know, ways and what he wants you to do. Where I am, my servant also will be. So wherever God is, the servants are going to be right there with him, doing what he wants them to do. And he will honor those who serve him. I'm thinking this is like volunteer work, going out of your comfort zone. Maybe right now at this time, invite somebody into your home for Christmas dinner. You know, maybe there's a service person out there, whether they are in the military or they are working in our police department or fire department, whatever that might be. You know, maybe invite them for dinner or whatever. You know, maybe do an extra volunteer work at your food bank or at the homeless shelter or what, I don't know. I mean, there's so many places to be a servant. Where you are, that's where God is going to be. And being the light of Jesus is what we are being called to do, being the hands and feet of Jesus. So that's your verse of the day, John 12, 26. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into chapter 16 in Isaiah, I'm sorry, in 1 Samuel. I'm thinking Isaiah because that's what I'm in my other Bible study. And this says, Samuel anoints David as king. And again, this is episode 106.2. Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king. But Samuel asked, how can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. Take a heifer with you, the Lord replied, and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me. So Samuel did as the Lord instructed. He was obedient. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. What's wrong? They asked. Do you come in peace? Yes, Samuel replied. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then Samuel performed the purification rite for Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, this is not the one the Lord has chosen. Next, Jesse summoned Shimeah. But Samuel said, neither is this the one the Lord has chosen. In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David that from that day on. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. David serves in Saul's court. Now the Spirit of the Lord had left Saul, and the Lord sent a tormenting spirit that filled him with depression and fear. Some of Saul's servants said to him, "A tormenting spirit from God is troubling you. Let us find a good musician to play the harp whenever the tormenting spirit troubles you. He will play soothing music, and you will soon be well again." "All right, find me," Saul said. "Find someone who plays well and bring him here." One of the servants said to Saul, "One of Jesse's sons from Bethlehem is a talented harp player. Not only that, he is a brave warrior, a man of war, and has good judgment. He is also a fine-looking young man, and the Lord is with him." So Saul sent messengers to Jesse to say, "Send me your son David, the shepherd." Jesse responded by sending David to Saul, along with a young goat, a donkey loaded with bread, and a wineskin full of wine. So David went to Saul and began serving him. Saul loved David very much, and David became his armor-bearer. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, asking, "Please let David remain in my service, for I am very pleased with him." And whenever the tormenting spirit from God troubled Saul, David would play the harp. Then Saul would feel better, and the tormenting spirit would go away. Well, alrighty then. Here we are. I told you David was going to be coming up on the scene here. So I did a lot of highlighting. I started with one. God tells Samuel to stop mourning over Samuel. It's done. I've rejected him as king of Israel, so take a flask of olive oil and go to Bethlehem and find Jesse, because I've selected one of his sons. Samuel is worried. He's afraid he's going to get killed. I don't know why. And then God says, just take a heifer. You're going to do a sacrifice to me. And in 3, he says, invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of the sons to anoint. So in 4, Samuel did as the Lord instructed. He was obedient. Then I jump to the second part of 5. Then Samuel performed the purification rite for Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. Then down in 7, Samuel's picking out his sons because of the way they look. But God says, the Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And of course, we know that David was a man after God's own heart. So Jesse presents all of the sons, and Samuel says to Jesse, this is in 10, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? Jesse says, there is still this youngest, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. And Samuel says, send for him at once. We won't sit down to eat until he arrives. I'm highlighting all of this. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. He's a good-looking guy, apparently. And the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. So I did 13. So David stood there among his brothers. Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David that day. And then Samuel goes back to Ramah. And then this is how David gets into Saul's good graces. So now the Spirit of the Lord has left Saul, and the Lord sent a tormenting spirit that filled him with depression and fear. He must really be on God's, not so good list. And then in 16, let us find a good musician to play the harp. Whenever the tormenting spirit troubles you, he will play soothing music and you will soon be well again. So one of the servants says to Saul in 18, one of Jesse's sons from Bethlehem is a talented harp player. Not only that, he is also a brave warrior, a man of war, has good judgment, he is fine looking, and the Lord is with him. So David went to Saul and began serving him. Saul loved David very much, and David became his armor bearer. That's in 21. And then Saul sent word to Jesse asking, can David remain in my service, for I am very pleased with him. And then that's it. Every time he had those tormenting whatever spirits, David would play and he would feel better. And that is how he gets into the good graces of Saul. Well, that's it for reading today. As always, like I said, I'm blessed beyond measure to be able to do this. But before I go, as always, I will give anyone out there who feels like God is calling them, if you are not a Christ follower, if you have not led Jesus into your heart, then and become a believer that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, this is your moment, because every day I always say this prayer. It's not my prayer. It's not about me. It's about you and your relationship with God. And this is the step that you're supposed to take. If you feel like God's calling you, and I think if you're here in this moment that you were brought to this podcast, this website, then maybe that's your indication. I don't know. But I'm going to say the prayer. And if you feel like God's calling you, then please say this prayer with me and believe it in your heart. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, his sacrifice on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into the brotherhood, sisterhood of Jesus Christ. You are now adopted into the family. We feel like it's a day of celebration, so you should mark it somewhere. We always suggest that maybe it's today's reading. Mark it in your Bible that today was a day you accepted Christ. On your calendar, in your phone, set up a reminder because you should celebrate. And you should tell the person who's been praying for you. Somebody has been praying for you. I guarantee it. So, you know, let them know. Go celebrate. But we also strongly suggest that you get involved with your church. Find a church that preaches from the Bible, preaches from the gospel, and get involved. You know, mission work, Bible studies, ministries, you know, whatever, volunteer, whatever it is that you feel like God is calling you to do. You have a talent. God gave it to you. You should be using it for the kingdom. So, but we would love to hear from you. If you did accept Christ, of course, we would love to hear from you. You can reach us through email, lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can make a note or a message on Facebook, on Instagram, YouTube. We're back on YouTube. We've been posting. So however it is that you can message us, we'd love to hear from you. That's it for today. I am blessed. I am thankful. I don't know what time of day it is that you're able to get to this or to listen, but I'm glad that you did. And I pray many blessings over you today and for the rest of the week. So God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow.